You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
Welcome back to The Wire. That was Summer of Love by Portugal the Man. Earlier in April, Christopher Luxon, the Prime Minister, and ACT Party leader David Seymour addressed journalists with promises of several policies aimed at reducing absences in public schools. These policies join other policies introduced by the current government, such as the school cell phone ban and the ban on disposable vapes, which hope to improve education outcomes in our schools and increase overall attendance. Additionally, the government recently announced 565 job cuts in the Ministry of Education, including some currently vacant roles in part of their larger move to cut costs across all ministries. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to James Meagher about these issues, both the theory behind the policies and how the policies will functionally be implemented. Could you please just talk for a little bit about the recent comments, I guess, made by the government regarding truancy and absence as an issue that the government is trying to tackle?
Yeah, I think the broader picture is that education is really important to us, and we're not going to have, you know, a bright future with high-achieving children and kids going through school if they don't attend school. And so the government's put a real focus on lifting those truancy rates. I think we saw them drop down to as low as 40% with attendance rates through the past few years. And so it's really important for us to make sure that where kids can get to school, they are in school. We think it's the best place for them as long as it's suitable for them.
There's a bit of concern that there's a bit of scaremongering being done by the government because, I mean, obviously, there would have been a lot of students away from school over the past few years because of COVID and because of other sicknesses like that. Do we think that absence rates have been inflated by those sorts of things?
I think there's no doubt that COVID definitely had an impact, and it had an impact both on the the illness spreading around, but also on people's reluctance to send maybe otherwise healthy kids to school just for in case they do get exposed to that. So I think you're right. I think COVID has had an impact. But we've seen longer-term trends around truancy and the fact that, you know, while COVID is still in the community, we have moved through and we have precautions in place, and we should be expecting to see those attendance rates right back up to where they were pre-COVID, and we're not there. So we think it's a real focus for us to make sure that we get as many kids into school as possible, bearing in mind that we know there are a whole lot of confounding factors around ability to attend and travel and home situations. So we are aware of that, but we think that reporting data regularly will help us get a better picture of those kids who are attending school, those who aren't, and what we can do to help those that aren't.
And what kind of policies might the government be implementing to address these high absence rates?
Well, at the moment, there's sort of two parts to it. So I understand the Minister is taking some concrete proposals through Cabinet in a few weeks or months, but the first part of it is just making sure we get that regular data reported through. At the moment, I think it's only reported quarterly. And so by the time you get it, it's almost too late, right? So some of your children will have slipped through the cracks. So we're going to change the system to make sure that that data is reported weekly. And yet that's a little bit of extra admin, but we think it's worth it to make sure we get a good picture of who's attending and who's not. And in the background, there are some other enforcement mechanisms around, investing into those what we used to call truancy officers. But if you look at it from a social investment approach, it would be looking at the overall picture. Where can we invest early in children's lives? How can we make sure that families aren't dysfunctional and are making good choices?
There's also been talks about advice being given by the government to parents, sort of flowcharts advising on when parents should be keeping their child at home and when they should be sending their child to school. Doesn't this feel a little bit like the government telling parents, I guess, how to take care of their children?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that advice, and my view on that stuff has always been that ultimately it is up to parents and families to make sure that they are, you know, encouraging their children to go to school as much as possible. I think the only reason that I, you know, had a relatively good life was the fact that Mum basically made us go to school every single day. And we were fortunate; we only lived about 150 metres down the road, but that was a real driver for her. And so, getting a good education probably changed our lives. And it wasn't the government that told her to do that. I think it was more of her expectations and the community's expectations. So, I think there's a little bit in that. But, you know, when truancy rates are so high and attendance is low, the public demand that the government do something about it, and so we're going to have to take some steps.
Moving on to the recent job cuts, as part of, I guess, larger job cuts across several ministries, 565 roles have been eliminated in specifically the Ministry of Education. What kind of roles might we be, I guess, getting rid of in that ministry?
The specifics are probably above my level. That's really into the detailed operations of the ministry. But our focus is on making sure that we increase and maintain frontline services. And you talk about education, making sure that we pour more resources into teacher training, teacher recruitment, retention, and also looking at how we operate our sort of high needs areas too with teacher aiding. And where we're looking at making savings is in and around those back office functions. Can we look at consolidating some of the communications or HR or payroll functions? Are there roles within the ministry that are in areas of policy development or oversight or regulation that we don't think are necessary? So that's those kinds of roles. And if you think about the public service, I think in the last quarter of the last government increased by 2,000 or 3,000. And the numbers floating around at the moment, you're looking at around about getting about 1,500 or 2,000. So we're barely getting back to where we were in 2023. So I wouldn't be overly inflating the numbers too much at the moment. We're dedicated and focused on maintaining frontline services, and that's where it's going to be.
Is there a worry that the government's prioritisation or proclaimed prioritisation of education issues is being a little bit undercut by these job cuts within the Ministry of Education?
Well, you've got to separate out the functions of the ministry, which is a policy and sort of oversight regulator function, and what's happening in the schools themselves. And so when I go out and visit schools, the key message I get from schools and teachers is that they just want to be able to teach. They've had years and years and years of being police officers and social workers and mental health professionals and cooks and chefs and all sorts of things. And they got into the profession to teach, and that's what they want to do. And that's why some of them are leaving. I've got good friends who were teachers for a few years, and they ended up not being able to do the job that they loved. So you've got to make sure we distinguish between the functions of the ministry and actually what's happening in schools, and they are two very separate things.
All right, lastly, moving on to the phone ban, which is going in place next week. However, many schools across the country have already implemented some kind of phone ban. I guess this is more anecdotal, as we haven't really seen any of the data coming through off the phone ban. But from what we've looked at so far, has it been going well, do you think, in schools?
You're right, there is only anecdotes that I've received as well, but some of the teachers and parents that I've talked to have said that it's been quite refreshing. The teachers in the classroom find it slightly easier to keep an eye on and control behaviour in the classroom. There are always going to be issues around, you know, what are the access to cell phones during intervals and lunchtime and after school. And the government's made very clear that there will be exceptions in place for when children need those devices in order to access or contact parents or grandparents or relatives in order to make arrangements for after school. But yeah, time will tell to see what the data comes through and see whether or not there are some reporting on behavioural changes in schools. But it logically makes sense, right, that if you remove a distraction from the classroom, that they're going to be easier to maintain looked after, and that children's learning will be enhanced. So we'll hope to see that data coming through in the next couple of terms as the full ban comes into place.
And if that sort of data, I guess, if the ban doesn't reflect anything in the data, let's say grades are the same or lowering, would the government consider maybe re-looking or perhaps looking at other factors in schools to try address the issue that they're trying to address with the phone ban?
Yeah, and look, I can't speak for the minister, but that would seem to me to make sense. If you put a policy in place and it's quite a big policy, quite a shift, and it doesn't seem to have any appreciable difference, and you are going to have to look, well, is it the policy that's being enforced and just not making a difference, or are there some other factors around there, and what are the things that we can do to help improve learning in the classroom? So I think that's a fair point. If the policy goes in and it doesn't seem to make a difference, then it might be time to reconsider whether it's there for the long term. But at the moment, we are very confident that it should make a difference to children's learning.
That was the National Party's James Meagher speaking to me about absences in schools, Ministry of Education job cuts, and the school cell phone ban.
That was our catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.